A cancer diagnosis can be a frightening and uncertain time in someone's life. When that's happened, there are likely to be a myriad of emotions and needs. Aside from the medical treatment, there is additional support on offer in the locality. East Surrey Macmillan Cancer Support Centre works in partnership with East Surrey Hospital to offer a safe haven to cancer patients. Counselling, Pilates and art therapy are just some of the things the centre provides. And here to tell us more is Centre Manager Sheila Sheldrick. Hello Sheila, welcome to Susie.
Good morning, Annie. Lovely to speak to you.
Fantastic that you're here. Now, the support service opened its doors to clients in January 2016, I believe, and you've just celebrated 2 years providing a sanctuary to patients. Tell us about this vital work that you're doing, Sheila.
Yes, that's right. We've just made our two-year mark, which was wonderful, because we now know what we do is helping people and working. So the main purpose of the centre is to offer that additional support to anybody with a cancer diagnosis or anybody affected, including family and friends and carers, as you say, a safe haven, a place to go to just get that extra support. So we offer a whole range of services to do that.
And Sheila, with a cancer diagnosis, people deal with the news in a whole load of different ways, don't they? Some maybe don't want to acknowledge it initially, some don't want to share the news with their wider family until they've had time to process it themselves. How do the therapists help patients to navigate through this very difficult stage in their lives?
Yes, you're absolutely right. We may not see somebody at the point of diagnosis. Some people will come in here straight away and find it helpful to speak to somebody and just get those initial emotions out. But often people may not come to another point in their journey. Just talking, you only have to, what I've witnessed is just opening up a conversation with an individual and allowing them to speak. You can just see a weight being lifted from their shoulders. And it's very helpful, I think, for people to speak to somebody outside of their family and friends circle, because when you get that diagnosis, it has a ripple effect. It doesn't only affect the patient, but it affects all their loved ones around them. So everybody in their circle is dealing with some sort of emotions in regard to that. So people do find it really helpful to come here or somewhere similar just to speak to a stranger, really, to be honest.
It's a safe forum, isn't it, to express their feelings. Let's talk about these services on offer. I mean, first of all, aside from the disease itself, the byproduct can lead to a loss of identity and body image and self-confidence. And you've got Look Good, Feel Better, haven't you? It's one of the image workshops on offer to help with this. Tell us a little bit about that.
We certainly have that. Just, as you say, that's one of the image workshops, because somebody's appearance may change through their treatment, and that can be a major shock to an individual, particularly ladies, I have to say, but you know, it's obviously for everybody. Look Good, Feel Better are another charity that we work with, who come here once a month to offer a beauty workshop. They provide a wonderful goodie bag of products, and the main purpose really is to get people together to come and take them out of their situation for a couple of hours and have a fun, uplifting session with some help from trained beauticians to help them with their image, to help them with their makeup. People's skin tone can change through treatment. They may lose their hair, which means they would lose their eyebrows and eyelashes as well. So there are things that can be done to help people with that. But the main benefit, I think, to some of these sessions is getting people together, because they get peer support. They're in a safe environment. They find that they can talk more naturally and openly. Nobody's judging them. They don't have to explain themselves, because everybody in the room is going through something similar. And I think out of all the sort of group activities that we do, that is the main benefit.
That's the thing. The loss of self-image can be such a huge thing. And this charity actually donates a beauty hamper, doesn't it? And worth £200.
Absolutely, yes. They donate these lovely products, which in turn the companies donate to them. So these workshops go on all over the country, Look Good, Feel Better. We also work with another charity called Head Wrappers, which just deals with hair loss and helps people come to terms with that and give them techniques how to deal with that. And also we have some Colour Me Beautiful, which is all to do with finding the right colours that suit you, because wearing a colour that goes with your skin tone can immediately have an effect of making you look more healthier, in fact, and younger and brighter. And we can all do with that, can't we?
We can do. We absolutely can do. And aside from the self-image, which is such a critical part of the whole chemo and treatment process, finances also come into play, unfortunately. There are also practical aspects, aren't there, to living with cancer. Working age patients need to know how to keep a roof over their heads, how to pay the bills, know what financial help they're entitled to, and that's where you come in as well.
Absolutely. So unfortunately, there are lots of people of working age who get a diagnosis, and one of their first concerns can be, how am I going to pay the mortgage? There's a mirage of situations people may be in, and not everybody is going to be entitled to full sick pay. So alongside the range of information and Macmillan booklets that we have here that can advise people, we're able to refer people to a Macmillan-funded welfare benefits advisor, and these advisors know exactly what an individual might be entitled to, and they hold their hands through the whole process, and that is a huge relief for people. So rather than having to go in yourself to find out what you're entitled to, because it'll probably be the first time many people have ever had to claim a benefit, and lots of people don't want to do that, but they must do that, just support them through this process. So the welfare benefits advisors will do most of the work for them, to be honest, as you can imagine, is a huge relief.
It's very reassuring. People sometimes think with a diagnosis that you might put your feet up and rest, but adding on with all the services that you provide, you actually need to stay fit, don't you? Because it helps your treatment and recovery, is that right? So you offer walking for health, you offer yoga, Pilates classes, all those sorts of things.
So everything we do here is gentler than if you were to go down to your local leisure centre. So it is important for all of us to keep active, and that's certainly the case when you're going through treatment and beyond. So we have the gentle yoga, which doesn't only keep the body flexible, it also helps with the mind. There's lots of meditation and relaxation built into that. We're very lucky to have a fantastic Pilates teacher here who's done additional training specifically for ladies that have had breast surgery, so she can help people once they've been, you know, given the okay to go into exercise. She can help people get their movement back and their strength back after that type of surgery.
Again, very reassuring stuff. And on top of that, a good way to take time out actually and actually lose yourself in an absorbing task is art therapy, isn't it? That's something else that you offer. It gives you sort of time out from the, I don't know, the endless thoughts that must sometimes swirl around in people's minds.
Absolutely. It's all about just getting absorbed into something else. We have the most wonderful two artists actually that come and facilitate the group, and she manages to enable everybody to produce a picture even if they've never done it before. And again, it's that sitting around a table with a group of individuals, getting absorbed in an activity, but also having that chat, that conversation without having to make eye contact. That's another important thing. So you can just sit there and chat, and you may not be talking about your cancer diagnosis, you may be talking about other things, but it's just taking you away from what's going on at the moment. It's a bit of a refuge, really.
Indeed, a diversion. Now, it's a £1.8 million project, which comprises a team of 55 volunteers that you have. And last year, your volunteers delivered over 4,000 occasions where you gave some form of support to cancer sufferers, which is huge. But you want to do even more, don't you? The centre's currently open, I understand, Monday to Friday during the day, but you want to increase the level of support, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So now we know what we're doing, we've been here for 2 years, it's now time to look to see where we want to develop in the future. So our aim is to maybe have one or two evenings where we're open later, maybe the occasional Saturday, because some people do work when they're going through this treatment, or they've gone back to work, and people still need some form of support, because it can change your life ongoing, having a cancer diagnosis.
Absolutely.
So we'd like to gradually extend our services, you know, into twilight time, evening time, and maybe one Saturday a month. So to do that, we do need some more lovely people to come and offer their services
that
to us.
That is where Susie listeners come in. You're looking for people with a variety of skills who are willing to offer their services as volunteer therapists, aren't you? What specific skills are you looking for, Sheila?
So anybody that offers a complementary therapy, so that may be a massage, Reiki, reflexology, acupuncture. All the therapy volunteers do have to be fully qualified and have their own insurance, and they have to go through a recruitment process. So any complementary therapy that would help somebody with their well-being would be welcome here. We have a team of counsellors who are also volunteers. Again, they'd need to be fully qualified. And anybody that's got a specific skill that they feel that might be helpful, we'd be happy to hear from them as well.
And for sufferers, it's all about talking to people who are in the same boat, sharing mm-hmm. experiences, getting the right information, the right help, and of course the lovely volunteers helping to share the fears, share the laughter and the lighter moments too. I'm sure listeners will agree, it's pretty obvious, the support centre helps people to realise there's actually definitely hope, isn't there, and life after a cancer diagnosis. That's the whole message, isn't it?
Absolutely, and in fact we run a course here called the Hope Course, and that's all to do with living effectively with cancer, and it gives you strategies of how to move forward and how to cope with it on a day-to-day basis. So there certainly is hope, and I would say this is actually quite a happy centre. It's quite a happy place. There is lots of laughter here.
Well, it certainly sounds like a very peaceful, very friendly atmosphere. Sheila, good luck with the wonderful and inspiring work you're all doing. Let's hope we can find you some more volunteers maybe to help take this work forward. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Annie. Thanks.
That was Sheila Sheldrick from East Surrey Macmillan Cancer Support Centre. And if you or anyone you know would like to offer your services as a volunteer, it's really straightforward. You just get in touch with the centre on 01737 304 176.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 90.